Good morning again. Now I've got a microphone. Well, a lot of people here. Are you all warm enough? Would you like us to turn some heaters off? No. Right. Okay. My hands are still cold, but the rest of me is fine. Right, we normally start this particular occasion with some ditties that have been rescued from Christmas crackers. I was really struggling this year because most of them were the same as last year. Have you found that? So maybe these are the same as last year, but I found a few yesterday that were a bit different, I think. What do you call a horse in his pajamas? A zebra? What do hedgehogs have for lunch? Prickled onions. What do you call a train loaded with toffee? What do you call two robbers? A pair of knickers. It's on tape. Why do cows lie down in the rain? To keep each udder dry. Enough of that. Right, here we go. Now, I've brought a present with me that is mine and remains unopened and has done so since Christmas. Isn't that good? I had to hide it away because if I'd left it under the tree, my grandchildren would have kept saying, "Grandad, there's a present under there that's unopened. And it's for you." However, this is to Roland from Auntie Joyce. She's my auntie. She's 95. Wow. So I don't imagine that she bought it. I don't imagine that she wrapped it. But I imagine it's something that I might like. I hope so. I hope it's not underwear. Better have a look and see, eh? Something about wrapping presents, eh? Just wary in case of what it might be. Don't know what it is, but... Oh, that looks good. Looks very promising. Oh! Oh, I'm sure that's me, is it? Is that me? Well, it was me when I was 20 pounds bigger. I've lost 20 pounds since the summer. Well then, that's a prezi I have been waiting to open for whatever many days it is. Now then, I want you to imagine, if you never opened any of the presents that came to you at Christmas, if they all stayed under the tree, imagine that your family and friends spent a lot of money on you, buying the things you need, that you want, but you could never afford. Imagine it. Imagine that you even know what's inside those packages, but just decided to leave them there, sitting under that Christmas tree, day in, day out, year in, year out. You have what you've always dreamed of having. You own what's in those boxes. And if anybody asked you, you would say, "Yes, I've got that." But it would not do you any good because you would never be able to use those gifts unless you took the time to unwrap them. Well, I want to tell you this morning that it's the same with God. He wants you to have abundant life. His gifts are all right there for you, wrapped in His Word. You open his gift by studying it, by meditating on his word, by obeying his commands and declaring it. It's full of good promises for your health, your joy, your prosperity, your children. And this year, we're hoping we might encourage you to read more from the Word of God and unravel those presents that are waiting for you, those gifts that God has declared are yours in his Word. So watch out this year that we've just stepped into, because we're going to encourage you to take up this present, unwrap it and study what's inside it more. So, I encourage you to unwrap that. Don't let a single present stay under the tree any longer. Jesus paid a special price for each one of us so that we could have eternal life, an abundant life. Now, I want to go a bit deeper, and I want us to read together from Ezekiel chapter 47, 1 to 12, and I'm just going to read that from up there. The man brought me back, to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple towards the east, for the temple faced east. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. Then he brought me through the north gate and led me round the outside to the outer gate facing east, and the water was flowing from the south side. As the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and then led me through the water that was ankle deep.
He measured off 1,000 cubits and led me through water that was knee deep. He measured off 1,000 and led me through water that was up to the waist. He measured off 1,000, but now it was a river that I could not cross, because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in, a river that no one could cross. He asked me, "Son of man, do you see this?" Then he led me back to the bank of the river. When I arrived there, I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river.
He said to me, "This water flows towards the eastern region and goes down to into the Arabah, where it enters the sea. When it empties into the sea, the water there becomes fresh. Swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows. There will be large numbers of fish because this water flows there and makes the salt water fresh. So where the river flows, everything will live. Fishermen will stand along the shore from En Gedi to En Glaim. There will be places for spreading nets. The fish will be of many kinds, like the fish of the great sea. But the swamps and marshes will not become fresh. They will be left for salt. Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear, because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve for food, and their leaves for healing." A great passage, and if we're talking about the Word and getting into the Word, what a better place than to get into that river. We've heard a lot about water over this last few weeks, haven't we? One way or another. We haven't been able to get in here because we've had water cascading down through those holes there from a pipe that leaks up there. And Australia's really struggling at the moment, isn't it, with the huge floods up in Queensland. And I don't know if you've suffered any frozen pipes, but we had one outside the next door neighbour's house, so we were without water for some hours while they dug it up and fixed it. And it's only then that you realise how much you depend upon water when you don't have it readily available to you. Well, in Ezekiel's vision, he sees this river flowing from God. If it were contained within the temple, it'd just be a trickle. But it flows out and increases, bringing life and healing. And it symbolizes life from God and the blessings that flow from His throne. And it's a gentle, safe, deep, expanding as it flows river. And when you're in this river, God is the one who determines your future and decides your abundance. Now, you may be going into this new year facing difficulties. It may be, a lack of education, a lack of finance, poor health, past mistakes. And you may not see how you can succeed. But when you're dealing with God, you need to put away your old measuring rod. You need to put away your old measuring rod. I've got a picture here of different measuring devices. It's amazing how much we measure. Everything we do is measured in some way or another. And it's one of these things that we get used to doing. And so when we get away from the measure, we find it hard to relate or get a hold of something. This is the snow that we had in our back garden. And you can see there, one of these things is a pointer, is it that one? Maybe. Oh yes. You can see that I put a couple of rulers out beside the snow just to see how much we had. And you can see that's a 12-inch, don't know what the metric version of that is. And this is an 18-inch rule. So we had somewhere around 15 inches of snow, which is quite a lot. But you know, there's some things that change our concept of measuring. I don't know if you caught this this item on the news during the holiday period. It was just before Christmas, I think. And as you can see, it's about a tiny Christmas card. So tiny, in fact, that it measured just 200 by 290 micrometers. And you can see there the head of a pin beside it, just to show you the kind of scale we're talking about. And it gets quite difficult to comprehend some of these kind of measurements. Apparently it was created by a nanotechnologist at the University of Glasgow, and is so small it could fit on the surface of a postage stamp 8,276 times. It's amazing, isn't it, what we don't know about dimensions. We think about microbiology and how small those things are. This is a sort of different technology. The card, as I said, was 200 micrometers by 290 micrometers tall. To put that into some sort of perspective, a micrometer is a millionth of a meter. And the width of a human hair is about 100 micrometers. You know, we quite often think about scale in terms of what we see out in space and just talking in light years, which is the kind of other extreme to this small technology stuff. The bottom line is, God is the ruler of all that, from the smallest to the greatest. And I say again, you might be going into this year with difficulties of one kind or another, and we've just mentioned some of them, and you may not possibly see how you can succeed. But when you're dealing with God, you need to put away your old measuring rod. Don't think small. I mean, like the water in the temple that we read about, think big, like the river as it expanded and God gave the increase. God is the one who determines your future and decides your abundance. No matter who sows or who reaps, as it says in 1 Corinthians, God gives the increase. And we read in Ephesians 3, chapter 20, verse 20, Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to that power that works in us. And you may say, I'm entering the new year with my difficulties and my problems, and I say to you, put away your old measuring rod. See what God can do. He is the God of abundance, not a God of lack, a God of abundance. So let the water of life flow through you, through your life. See it expand as it flows. See the multiplication in your resources, your healing, your forgiveness, your increase. The water of life is a river, as we read from Ezekiel. And the deeper you immerse yourself in that river, the greater the abundance. I mean, this passage was most often interpreted in terms of a Christian life and how somebody gets saved and they step into the water of life and then they gradually learn how to grow in God and in Jesus in their life. They are up to their ankles to start with, up to the knee. And as life goes on, they might step further into the river of life. I want you to encourage you at the start of this year to get in deep, because that's where the abundance is. So you may have gifts that are unwrapped. Get them opened and use them. Are you paddling in life? Then put away your old measuring rod and get into the deep. Experience the abundance that God has for you. And it's the same for the church. We last year experienced a year of shift and breakthrough. You remember those key words that we've learned to live with, and we've seen some of that happening in our lives. And this year, as we start the year, I want you to encourage you to put out into deep water, to step off and get into that water and experience the abundance of what God has in store for you and for us as a church. You know, when Naaman was told that his healing depended on him washing himself in the River Jordan 7 times, he was very reluctant because the water was a bit grubby. And he says, I'm not going in there. Jesse Duplantis has a great title for his explanation of this. He calls it 7 ducks in a muddy pond. But it was not until he actually did it that Naaman's healing was possible. He had to go into that water. And when Joshua led his people across the River Jordan into the promised land, it was not until he put his foot in the water that those river gave way to let them through and the waters backed up. You can measure the depth into which you're prepared to step into the water. You can measure it. You can step in where you feel comfortable, where you feel safe, where you feel you still have some control over your status, where you feel capable or confident, where you have some measure of control. Could be ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep. But that's not what God wants of us. That's not the place to be. The depth where your future lies in Him is in Him and Him alone. He wants you to put away your old measuring rod and step into the unknown depths. He wants to take you in your weakness for you to step in despite your fears. So you can sit on the bank and wonder what it would be like to commit to the water. And perhaps you're one of those who has been in the deep water and you've retreated back to the bank and you're sitting there looking at this deep water and wondering, can I really go back into there? Remember, it's a gentle, safe, deep river expanding as it flows. It will keep you in safety and recognize your total reliance on God. Therein is the abundance of life. We quite often quote this acrostic, forsaking all, I trust him. Faith. Faith is a big thing in our lives as Christians. And it requires a lot of faith to step out into the deep where there's nothing to hold on to, just to trust him. So at the end of this Christmas, we're reminded that Jesus came that we might have life in all its fullness or abundance. So let's carry that knowledge with us into the new year, and let's live with the life that reflects that with in all its fullness. Put away your old measuring rod and get into the deep. Experience the abundant life that God has for you. Are you up for that this year? Because it's there for us to take. Stick in the word. Step into the deep. Wonder if you stand and join me in a prayer. Now, you don't have to pray this, and I'm not going to watch you. I'm going to read it with myself and pray it myself. But if you feel you can, then let's say it together. Father in heaven, thank you for sending your Son Jesus so that I could be free to live an abundant life in you. I receive unto me everything you came to give. Fill me with your love and show me your ways so that I can know you more. Heavenly Father, today I receive every good and perfect promise you have for me. I choose to take a step of faith to activate your word in my life. Teach me by your Spirit to walk and live according to your precepts. In Jesus' name, amen.